Hey y'all, what's up? I'm your host, Caitlin Schrader, and I'm here at Busted Oak Cellars with two of my good friends, Devin and Bailey.
Howdy, I'm Devin.
Howdy, I'm Bailey.
Today, we're going to talk about wine and all the things in between. So first of all, they made fun of me for asking this, but where does wine get its color?
Well, so you have red grapes, which is your red wine, and then you have white grapes, which is your white wine.
So what about the rosés and the blush?
Well, when you have rosés, you get the white and the red grapes, and you blend them, but then you leave the skin of the red grapes in to give it that blush color.
See, that's crazy to me. I had no idea. Okay, so for someone that comes to the winery and they're like, okay, this is my first time trying wine and like experimenting with it, what would you suggest? Like, how would you introduce each wine to them?
Well, typically, especially millennials, they like more of the sweet wines. So I usually go straight for the either semi-sweet or the sweet because I know they'll like it, but you never give them a dry first. They're going to probably hate that.
What are the names of the sweeter and semi-sweet?
So Muscat is usually a sweet grape. And semi-sweet is, it can be any grape, but you just add 2-3% sugar. That makes it a semi-sweet.
Okay, cool. Bailey, what about the drier wines? Because I know you're a dry girl. What are your favorite dry wines?
Dry wines.
Like the, what are the names? And what, which ones are your favorite and why?
I usually like the deeper ones that are aged in more like whiskey or bourbon barrels.
Yeah.
I feel like the bolder, the better. Mm-hmm. Tempranillo. You can never go wrong with a Tempranillo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you are drinking a sweeter wine, what are you going to suggest to pair it with?
A dessert, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, any kind of dessert, like cake or cookies or like...
Or cheesecake.
Cheesecake, or, yeah.
I mean, when it just depends. You don't want a dessert that's too sweet with the wine.
Right.
You got two sweet things coming together. And I don't know, that's a bit much for me. But definitely, like Bailey said, cheesecake is pretty good with wine.
Mm-hmm.
Ice cream, we found out ice cream is good.
Yeah, interesting.
With ports, really. And that's not sweet. Well, port is sweet, I'm sorry, but it's strong. It's really strong.
Yeah.
It's like 20%.
And you can pour that over the ice cream.
And almost have like a slushy. Yeah, cool.
It's pretty
cool. Okay, so then we'll talk about the drier ones. How do you decipher between like cheese or chocolate? Like, or is it just like personal preference or?
Well, generally, I could be wrong, but I think the bolder the wine, then you want like a bolder cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like
or the darker chocolate.
Right, or the darker chocolate. It goes. They pair best with that. Or like the sweeter the wine, then you want like milk chocolate or something.
Yeah.
Something a little sweeter.
And even some people, they will start with whites, or they'll start with reds, which we don't recommend. You want to go from white to red when you're tasting. And so between that white and the red, or even between a sweet or a dry one and a sweet one, mm-hmm. you're going to want to clear your palate by eating that chocolate.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so then whenever it gets into like more like of the finer dining and you're at this like super high upscale restaurant and your waiter comes up to you and he's like, what would you like to drink? And obviously like you can't say like, oh, I want a beer. Because like if you're at an upscale restaurant, you have to seem classy and you have to, you know, you want a wine and you want to seem like you know what you're talking about. How would you, like if you did not know anything about wine, what would be your first question for the waiter?
Well, if I didn't know anything about wine, I'd ask him to recommend something.
Recommend something. And do you think, like, what are the chances that he would be like, do you think he'd be educated enough to be like, well, what are you eating? Because I've heard that you're supposed to do chicken and white wine mm-hmm. and then, like, steak and beef.
With red.
With reds. So would you expect that from, like, your waiter, typically?
Well, I mean, me personally, because I do know my wines, and yes, I would expect that.
You'd expect it, yeah.
I would expect it as well.
Me and Bailey have been to a couple restaurants, and we got to remember that everyone doesn't know wine like us.
Yeah.
So, but typically, yes. No, if I'm at like an Italian restaurant and I got pasta, I'm gonna Pinot Grigio or something.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
I want something white, but not everybody knows that. I got to remember that sometimes.
So, off the top of y'all's heads, I'm gonna give y'all a little quiz. Let's have Bailey do reds.
Oh no,
that's a good idea though.
Devin do whites. We're gonna rapid fire. Name all the reds you know.
Okay.
They are squirming in their chairs right now.
Okay.
Now? Who wants to go first?
Devin. All right. That's me.
We're going to hear the whites first. Right. Here we go.
All right. Blanc du Bois, Pinot Grigio, Muscat Blanc, Orange Muscat.
Okay, question. Is the Orange Muscat, how is that different from just a regular?
So you actually get the citrus orange flavor. You know, you get that orange citrus.
You have your
flavor.
Orange citrus mm-hmm. flavor. Okay,
that's
cool.
The only, to me, I think that's the only real difference in it.
Yeah.
And it's still on the drier side unless you add that sugar we were talking about.
So is that typical, like, whenever you've got your different wines and, like, they have, like, that kind of a, like, the word before the typical wine name, is it typically just, like, common knowledge? It's, like, whatever that word is, it's, that's what's in it?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, for instance, here at Busted Oak Cellars, we have a Blanc du Bois. That's no fancy word. That's just a grape.
Okay, see, I wouldn't know that. Like, that's just...
Same with the Mauvedre, which is a red wine. That is
it's just the grape.
Mauvedre grape.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, it sounds like just some fancy French word just to, like...
It does.
Make it seem like a cooler aspect.
I mean, typically, when you're naming wines, you name it after the grape unless it's blended.
Yeah.
Then you pick your own name.
See, so, I'm over here. I'm just like, Moscato. Is that a grape?
It's the Muscat.
Okay, yeah. I'll just be like, Muscat, I want a Moscato, or I want a cab. Like,
I'm about to say Moscato is just... That's another one that's on the sweeter side.
Yeah, that's a sweet one. That's sweet. Like the beginner, like... Busted Oak is so, like, so, I don't know, so educated and so far above the, like, wine realm that they don't even have Moscato here. So I learned that the hard way. This is, like, where I've kind of expanded my wine knowledge. I came here one time, and since then I've been a drier wine drinker. And by drier, I mean cab. It's not that crazy, but...
But you got into semi-sweet.
Yeah, right? I'm working on it. All right, Bailey, rattle off those whites.
Okay.
Or reds. Reds. We're on reds.
Okay, so we have Malbec, Sangiovese, Mauvedre. You have Tempranillos. Oh yeah, you have your Cabernets or Ruby Cabs. And then
see,
you
said Cabs. Oh wait, I forget. See, I always want to think that red. This is my issue. I think that because it's red, I'm like, oh, it's a dry. It's nope. Red. It's dry. Nope. But that is not how it works.
Merlots.
Yeah. So those, I guess, would just be more like those are just your titles, not necessarily grapes. I guess.
I think everything she said was grapes. Those are all grapes.
That's crazy.
Red wine grapes. Yeah.
Red wine grapes. Yeah.
So. That's crazy. I love that. Let's say you have someone come in and they want your driest wine. How are you going to describe that to them?
Well, first I'd ask them if they prefer red or white.
Yeah.
And then if they say white, then I would describe our driest white is the Blanc du Bois. The way I would describe it is that's something we grow right here on the property. We actually grow Blanc du Bois grapes. That's the only grapes we grow. It's dry, nice and fruity, and it's real crisp. How I would describe that. I'll let Bailey describe the red.
I would say probably Vintners.
Mm-hmm. Is that the whiskey?
Dry? No.
Oh, that one was so dry to me.
Is that one, I think that was Texas Two-Step. With
Yeah, that's right.
But Vintners Reserve, that one is going to be a 2013 Tempranillo, aged in oak for about 6 years, so it's going to be very bold, very dry. You're going to get a lot of that oakiness to it, and it is 15% alcohol.
Oh, sounds great.
Well, like, so something that I personally love to do when people come in is I'll be like, so I like all different types of wine. Surprise me with the tasting.
That's the best thing.
Well, I was going to say, that's what I was like, but then I was like, no. I think the thing about wineries is it's just such a good experience, like, whether you are, like, into wine and love it, or if you are just trying to experiment. Like when I came, I was a Moscato girl. Like, I drink cupcake wine all the time. And, like, since then, you know, like, I've really evolved, I like to say.
Yeah.
Bailey's rolling her eyes right now.
So you got good friends.
I have great friends. Who am I kidding?
I'll let you try one, and then depending on your reaction to it.
Yeah.
I'll either go sweeter or I'll go drier.
Right, and that's another thing. It's so important to pay attention to your customers. Like, whenever you, like, especially whenever they're doing a tasting, not just like, oh, give me a glass of this. When they're doing that tasting, like, you have to be watching them and, like, gauging their reaction to each thing just to know, like, you know, what's up next.
I mean, to be honest, not many people know, but me and Bailey have come a long way when it comes to wine.
Yeah.
Okay? When we first started drinking wine, it was definitely on the sweeter side.
Yeah.
Not too sweet, but definitely the semi-sweets. Now we prefer not a
sweet. I'm probably where y'all started right now. I'm probably where y'all started.
Yes, actually.
We weren't there for very long. But.
Yeah, now we don't want anything sweet.
Yeah, I mean, y'all have got so many, like, it's nice working here. Like, you've got so much experience just because, like, y'all are tasters. Like, y'all get to say, like, yeah, this is good or no. Like, why?
Well, and we hear everybody give their opinion on what they taste. Because a lot of people are going to taste a lot of different things, too, sometimes that you've never heard before.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate this. I am so, so thankful that I landed y'all as two of my really good friends. And, like, y'all gave me the opportunity to, like, learn so much more about wine. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you.